This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I say it every Easter, and I will say it every Easter as long as I'm alive, that Christianity does not stand or fall on whether or not Jesus walked on the water. Christianity doesn't stand or fall on whether or not he fed the 5,000. It doesn't stand or fall on whether he healed the blind man in John 10. Christianity stands or falls on one event, the resurrection. For very simply, and this is really profound, I mean, I'm just amazed at my profundity here when I say this. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, he's dead. And he's not the resurrection and the life. He's certainly not the way, the truth, and the life. Everything stands or falls on one event. Whether Jesus walked out a grave alive, because one grave is empty, I have hope. And so do you. It's all connected to the resurrected Christ. We're going to read just a brief passage of Scripture, the famous passage from Matthew about the resurrection. We're going to start with chapter 27, verse 62. It goes like this. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priest and the Pharisees went to Pilate, the Roman governor. Sir, they said, we remember that while Jesus was still alive, and notice what they call him, that deceiver, that liar, said, after 3 days I will rise again. So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first. Take a guard, Pilate answered. Go and make the tomb as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal, which means they poured wax around the stone. And they put a Roman seal there, an official Roman seal that was punishable. Get this, if you messed with the seal, you died. They didn't fine you $1,000 and put you in jail for 30 days. You were killed. You were executed. That's how important it is to know that. They sealed the tomb and they posted the guard. Chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen. Three of the most important words in all of the New Testament. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. Anybody experience that? Afraid yet filled with joy? Maybe your wedding day? Maybe more fearful than joyful? I don't know. We won't talk about that. Verse 9, I love this verse. I've never heard a preacher talk about it. I'm going to talk about it today. It's verse 9. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and they will see me. And they will see me.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, the final message of seven about the final week in the life of Christ. If there's any message you missed, you do know you can go to our website called crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any other message you'd like on Cross Hope. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.